For many years, a movement called Ambazonia Independence Movement has been operating in the south of Cameroon. They say that the central government is violating their rights. Meanwhile, the central government is not even willing to establish a federal system to grant cultural and political rights to the people of southern Cameroon. We talked to Tsebam Godlove Ayaba about the political situation in Cameroon. He is a teacher from Cameroon. Political groups in southern Cameroon have always called for independence. They say that there is discrimination in the English-speaking part of Cameroon. How do you, as a Cameroonian teacher, view this issue?
I am Tsebam Godlove Ayaba. I am a peace advocate, and also I work as a teacher in Cameroon, and especially in the English-speaking part of Cameroon, in the town of Bamenda. And at the moment, there is the Anglophone crisis, which is an open secret that started since the year 2016, when the lawyers went to the streets and wanted to demand or to revendicate for their rights. And they met resistances from the military, of course, from the government military, which the government is mostly French-dominated military. And so this led to so many explosion, as I would call, of emotions. And now it is already a full-blown war, and people are dying, people are killing. And it's quite difficult to understand, because this is coming from discrimination. It comes from discrimination, and the question of discrimination is, after independence, the country has a complicated political history from the British and the French, and then the English-speaking part now being the smaller part and coming together. And now these groups, for instance, I would call it the assimilation of the English culture, which is kind of small culture. And so the people got up and started fighting for their rights, so that they can preserve their education, they can preserve their education, they can also preserve aspects of the judicial system. But unfortunately, these met resistances. And of course, the question of discrimination comes with getting of jobs. Who are those who get the jobs? Who are those who get the top positions in the government? And so the English-speaking people for so many years have not had the opportunity to get some of these top positions. Even when they get a position like the prime minister, when it comes to the power order in Cameroon, he is not actually the head of government. He's the head of government, but his powers are very limited, you know. And so this is their issue. And so the people have been fighting for the equal representation. And then this has already led now to the Ambazonia war now, as we will say now, because there are now other options that seek for total independence. And so this is now the situation that we are into. And for me, as an advocate and an activist, I am longing for the sake of peace, for instance, because this is what is most important, that the rights of every human being it's taken to be important. I think this is the most important thing, to reflect on the rights of the people, which is most important, and to give people what they are needing. And also to dialogue. Nelson Mandela said, if you want peace, then you must talk to the enemy. And I think with all the forms of challenges that we have, it is high time that we spoke to those we don't feel comfortable about the uncomfortable topics, especially if people are talking about independence. Then why not go to the table and talk about that? If people are talking about maybe being together, get to the table and talk about that, because there shouldn't be a taboo topic. All topics should be brought to the table and people discuss about that. Et pour moi, la discussion c'est très important, parce qu'il y a beaucoup de personnes avec les autres idées et aussi autres expériences, et c'est bon quand tout le monde vient avec ça sur la table pour causer, parce que c'est très important. Quand je viens pour causer avec vous et je ne peux pas que vous avez me tué, par exemple. Hein? So, c'est important quand je viens avec, on dit ça en anglais, a clear mind and also of peace. So I think this is quite important.
Can it be said that the pro-independence groups of Southern Cameroon have been able to gain international support for their independence?
As concerns the pro-independence groups of Southern Cameroon, that is the Ambazonian movement, they have gained international recognition because everybody knows about these groups now. It's no longer a hidden secret. I mean, there are also embassies of different countries in Cameroon. I think Cameroon has diplomatic relations with over 70 countries that are represented in Cameroon. And so their embassies are in Cameroon. They know about the political crisis. And now, do they support this crisis? It's the most important. And I'm very sure that the international world has not supported the crisis quite much because have not supported the armed groups or the Ambazonia pro-independence fighters because I haven't for now read any communique. It may be from German embassy or from the European Union or from French government or from the US government about their support for the Ambazonia movement. I haven't yet read this. So it seems the president of Cameroon, Mr. Paul Biya, is still in the good books of the international or his international friends who are not yet saying something audible about this. And for me, this is also something to take note of because the history of Cameroon, it's a little bit complex, you know, from Germany to Britain to France and then the coming back together. So with this complex colonial history, I think also that the international community, so to say, looking at Great Britain and France, they are kind of also guilty for the role that they played after the Second World War to share Cameroon and after the First World War to put Cameroon into the current situation that the country is in. So I am pretty sure that they are trying to maintain a kind of calm neutrality, but knowing that there is this thing, but not addressing it, you know that this is a conflict that we have been part of. And then when something happens, when people are killed somewhere, there is a communique from the British or whosoever embassy. We recognize that there is a crisis here and we call on the people to have peace. Yeah, and how should this peace happen? If you are not maybe taking active role, you know, like, and the big question is that there are so many arms in the regions. There are so many arms. So where are the arms coming from? You know, so these are also so many questions. And which I would like to, maybe on my own personal note, try to understand why is there international community, for instance, seeing things happen in different regions in the world, but not saying that we support this or we are against this. So for me, it's quite important when there is not this kind of silence, international silence. I don't know how this is called. I'm not a diplomat, so yeah. Pour moi, le groupe Ambazonie, oui, tout le monde parle sur ça, oui, tout le monde parle sur ça, mais le groupe des âmes, le groupe n'a pas le soutien pour la communauté internationale. Le groupe n'a pas le soutien pour la communauté internationale. Mais parce que je suis au Cameroun, je vivre là-bas, on ne peut pas dire, je ne peux pas lire, par exemple, l'ambassade d'Amérique ou l'European Union pour dire que on donne notre soutien à Ambazonia et tout ça. Non, non. Mais tout le monde connaît qu'il y a le groupe comme Ambazonie. Mais personne ne dit pas on donne notre soutien comme ça. Oui, pour moi, c'est un peu... Je suis triste un peu parce qu'il y a beaucoup de crises dans le monde et chez nous, au Cameroun, mais beaucoup de personnes, pas beaucoup de personnes, mais communauté internationale ne dit pas « oui, c'est ça, on a fait » ou « c'est ça ». Tout le monde reste calme, en silence. Et pour moi, c'est un peu difficile pour comprendre ça, parce que je ne suis pas le diplomate, je ne suis pas dans le monde politique, et je ne comprends pas pourquoi il y a beaucoup de crises dans le monde et l'international, communauté ne parle pas. La communauté internationale dit rien. Et c'est un peu difficile pour comprendre ça. Oui.
So, are there political prisoners in southern Cameroon, and how can they be supported?
Yes, there are so many political prisoners in Cameroon. I think the first political prisoners, it's an open secret to talk about, are the leaders of the Ambazonia who were arrested in Nigeria in a different country and carried to Yaoundé in 2017 or 2018. Yeah, I think around this. And there are quite also so many people who in the regions who were also arrested in relations to the crisis and were locked up, and they have been going to court over and over, going to the courts over and over for judgments to be passed. And they have not yet been served. Judgments like every day, we are adjourning the case. We are taking the case to this other day. We are taking the case to this other day. So there is not yet any judgment. And these are the people, for me, that the international community should ask the government to dialogue with them, because they declared themselves the leaders of Ambazonia. So talk with these people. I said before that in order to have peace, you must talk to your enemy, just like Nelson Mandela said. And if these are the political prisoners that you are keeping them, then dialogue with them. I think it's quite important to dialogue with people that we see as enemies so that we can have peace. I think this is quite important. And the support the international community can give is to put pressure on the governments to reflect on how to talk with these persons. I think it's super quite important to have this kind of support from the international community, because these are the right people to talk with. You cannot maybe take somebody who has a privilege in the government to discuss about something that he doesn't support, because, for instance, the Prime Minister of Cameroon is from the English-speaking zone. He doesn't support, of course, he will not support Ambazonia, but he is part of the English community, for instance. So you cannot be talking with him about issues of Ambazonia, but rather talk with those you arrested for the issues of Ambazonia. These are the right people to talk to. And I don't know why governments keep playing this hypocritical role and running away from the right thing. And so the support people should have, especially political prisoners, should be to pressure from the international community so that they can discuss with these groups of people. Oui, pour moi, il y a beaucoup de prisonniers politiques. C'est très important que le gouvernement parle avec cette groupe de prisonniers, parce que c'est lui qui a les ennemis, par exemple. Oui, c'est lui qui a les ennemis du gouvernement. Et c'est mieux, comme Nelson Mandela a dit, que quand vous voulez la paix, c'est mieux que vous parlez avec votre ennemi. Et c'est bon quand le gouvernement parle avec les prisonniers politiques, parce que c'est lui qui connaît comment on va venir, comment on va parler avec les populations et tout ça. Une chose que je voulais dire pour la communauté internationale, c'est que quand la communauté internationale donne le soutien pour le prisonnier politique, pour le soutien là vient par exemple pour parler avec le gouvernement, aussi pour donner un espace de dialogue, un espace de vrai dialogue, par le dialogue, c'est bon, c'est mieux comme ça.
Your country has experienced the colonization of Germany, France and Great Britain. Has colonialism been eradicated in this country now, or can the results of colonialism still be seen there?
I come from a country that has experienced colonialism. First of all, it was colonized by Germany in 1884, France, Great Britain. Of course, you know about the Berlin Conference in 1884, whereby Otto von Bismarck and some other people just sat down in Berlin on a table, took the map of Africa, and then shared Africa among themselves. Yeah, so this is the context. And unfortunately, this context that was in the past is affecting us today. This is the unfortunate situation, that the situation that was in the past is affecting us today. And so I would not say that colonialism is actually finished, because it kind of ended in the 60s with the independence of your country. But it is not finished. It is still quite present. I mean, you can ask yourself, which is the company that is building bridges in Cameroon or that is exploiting raw materials? These companies are coming from Europe. They are coming from China. So they are the ones who are exploiting raw materials, the resources. And I wouldn't say so much with some surety, but ask maybe other reflections are like, who are those who also determine who is in power in politics? It's determined from France, for instance, because France still has a very big arm in the politics of its former colonies. So France is still very present in the level of politics, in the level of economy, in the level of education. So there is still so much that is being looked from small France and big Africa. So and unfortunately, we are still kind of tied in this web. And for instance, also depending that international community and France are those who solve our problems, I think it's still some kind of colonialism, you know, that we are able to solve our problems, but why must we be depending on France, for example, or on Germany, or on Great Britain, or on the US, when we can actually solve our issues, you know? So this is the different forms that I will still say that these colonial tendencies are still existing. Malheureusement, on a l'histoire du colonialisme qui sont présents. C'est pas fini, malheureusement. Parce que quand on vient en cadre de politique, en cadre de développement et économie et tout ça, on attend beaucoup en Europe, au France précisément, pour faire pour construire la route. C'est lui qui prend le contrat pour construire la route, même pour mining sector, hein? C'est beaucoup, c'est France, Chine. And so these are the people that kind of still own the power in these different areas, so in this former colonies. So yeah, so this is where we are. Mm-hmm. Ce qui concerne la langue étrangère, par exemple le français et anglais, oui, malheureusement, le conflit qu'on a au Cameroun, ça fait commencer parce que on protégeait les choses, on protégeait le colonial legacy. C'est comme ça. C'est un peu difficile pour comprendre pourquoi, parce que on a beaucoup de belles langues au Cameroun. On a la Hausa, on a le Douala, les Lamso et tout ça. Et comment pour comprendre ça? C'est difficile et beaucoup de populations ne peuvent pas demander pourquoi on continue pour apprendre à l'école langue étrangère, par exemple. Pour moi aussi, c'est un peu difficile pour comprendre pas.
Colonial languages are still taught in Cameroon and people are deprived of the right to study in their mother tongue. What do the people think about it and how do they deal with it?
Colonial languages, for instance, I think it is quite disturbing that we are deprived in Cameroon to study in different languages in Cameroon, which we can call them mother tongues, but they're actually languages, because I think people will understand very well the mother tongue if, for instance, they were teaching mathematics or science in the mother tongue and not in a foreign language, for instance. Unfortunately, people have not objected this. But the question that we have, for instance, is that sometimes in Cameroon, you are set oh, you are given a condition that if you are not speaking French and English, you cannot become an engineer, or you cannot get into the engineering college, for instance. And then somebody comes from China who cannot speak French, who cannot speak English. And then this person is a contractor and is an engineer in Cameroon. And you start asking, so why was that condition even very important? And so these are things that people need to reflect on and also come to still maintain. It's good to know languages, it's fine. You can maintain English and French, but also to promote local languages, because when people also learn in their local languages, they understand better, and then education, it becomes easy. For instance, in Kenya, in Tanzania, in part of DRC, yeah, these countries, they learn in Swahili. This is their mother tongue. This is their national languages. They only put English or French to be second. You go to Rwanda. Rwanda has developed a lot after the genocide. They learn in Kenya, Rwanda. This is their mother languages. So why can we in Cameroon not also reflect on the developing one of our national languages to use? In the month of February, I think, yeah, February, when the military regime in Mali sent out France, they've instituted a local language that is going to replace French. So it therefore means everything is possible. So, and I think when we will learn in our local languages, we will even have much more love and much more connection to one another.
We know that the Boko Haram terrorist organization has also taken action in Cameroon. Is there any connection between Boko Haram and the political organizations of the country?
In regards to the terrorist organization or the terrorist group Boko Haram and their actions, it is quite sad that so many people are displaced. People live in United Nations camps expecting food from the World Food Program, and maybe not living their normal lives and staying in displaced areas. I think this is quite sad. And to know who is behind this, it is what I cannot say which political organization is behind this, is behind the activities of Boko Haram. For instance, with the case of Ambazonia, they have a television channel. The activities are there. You know that this is the leader. This is what the leader are saying. But for Boko Haram, you don't know who is behind this. And of course, there is somebody, because if a group like Boko Haram has guns, it has arms, they have vehicles, and they have been fighting since 2014, so 8 years now, then somebody is sponsoring the groups, because you cannot have an armed group without sponsorship. You need money for the armed men, you need guns, you need bullets, you need so many things that the people need. So who is behind this? This is a question that, for instance, is challenging for me to answer, because openly, apart from Abubakar Shekau, the leader of Boko Haram, who had said they were against Western education, Western this. It, for me, I cannot understand. But then you are against Western education and West things that comes from the West, and you are using the mobile phone that comes from the West to say this. So it is also very contradictory, because stop using the guns, because guns, arms, comes from the West. They don't come from Africa. The mobile phones and the rest that they use for propaganda, they come from the West. They don't come from Africa. They don't come from Cameroon. I think if we want to get really original, then we should stop using also all the things that comes from the West, and just live the way we were in peace. But then this is going not to be the best solution, because we are in a global world and things are changing, right? And people are moving around and people are meeting new people. So it's important to reflect on different things, and also to see how to live in peace, and to give everybody a chance to express themselves, to respect the rights of every human beings, because this is most important. Most of these things are happening because people's rights are not respected. And it's super important that people's rights are respected in their different professions. Le groupe de terroristes de Boko Haram au nord du Cameroun, c'est un peu grave, parce que beaucoup de populations sont déplacées à cause des activités de Boko Haram. C'est un peu triste parce que la population est plus affectée. Beaucoup de personnes maintenant sont déplacées et restent dans camps de, beaucoup de camps de l'ONG internationale et tout ça. Le groupe C, c'est un peu difficile pour connaître, qui sont derrière les activités de Boko Haram. C'est un peu difficile pour moi pour parler sur ça, mais on connaît que Boko Haram, ce n'est pas le problème de Cameroun seulement. Même au Nigeria, Boko Haram est là et c'est un peu difficile parce que le Boko Haram dit que toutes les choses que, qui viennent au l'ouest est mauvais, mais utiliser les armes qui viennent aussi au ouest. So, c'est un peu difficile pour comprendre qui sont derrière les activités de Boko Haram pour moi. Et oui, pas Boko Haram seulement, hein, mais pour Ambazonie, par exemple. Vous connaissez que ceci, c'est là qui sont les leaders. Vous connaissez parce que l'Ambazonie a votre chaîne de télévision et vous voyez les autres leaders qui parlent sur ça. Mais à Boko Haram, c'est un peu compliqué parce que tu ne connais pas qui y a derrière ça. Et c'est un peu difficile parce que tous les groupes des hommes besoin de l'argent, vous besoin le budget. Et le budget s'en vient où? Il y a quand il n'y a pas personne qui sont derrière. So, je crois que il y a beaucoup de personnes il y a derrière Boko Haram, les personnes avec votre idée politique et tout ça que vous voulez déstabiliser, payer pour l'autre bénéficier. Je ne connais pas pourquoi. Oui, c'est un peu difficile pour comprendre ça.
So now, at the end of our talk, is there still something you want to share with us and our listeners?
I would like to end by saying that it's quite important to note that peace is it's what every human being wants. And so to get to this level, we need to respect the rights of people. We need to respect human rights. We also need to respect the, of course, human rights. It has so many. So we need to respect this to the fullest, and also to give people the spaces to also express their emotions and don't decide for people what is good for them. I once learned from somebody that something for me without me is against me. So if you are doing something that you think it's for me and you are not involving me in it, then you are not deciding for me. So put me when you want to talk about me. So put the people who are revendicating at the center when you want to discuss. Thank you so much. Pour moi, je voulais dire, nous sommes des citoyens du monde et c'est plus aussi très important que tout le monde reste en paix. C'est plus important et c'est important aussi que tout le gouvernement aussi respecte les droits des hommes, les droits des hommes et les droits humains. Quand le gouvernement et tout le monde respectent ça, je crois qu'on va rester dans la paix.